Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And I've been rejoined once again with a co-host, Erica Flint, all the way from Washington State. And she's going to help me present this topic that she came up with. And it's really about how to deal with when clients are moving along and they have some downturn or perceived mistake that they've made, and how to not let that be so negative, how to find the upside, because if you don't do that, oh boy, if they think that they've failed, they'll think maybe the hypnosis failed and you failed, and oh, it could just be a downward spiral. We're going to show you how to protect yourself from that. All right, let's see here. Let me introduce you to Erica. Erica, amazing person, rather, just very intelligent. She's come from the world of software engineering, problem solving, and somewhere along the line she got the idea, you know what, I want to work with the most interesting computer in the world, the human mind. She took some training local to where she lives and kind of got that bug, that spark going, but really didn't have everything she needed to see clients. She did some research, found my 5 Path 2.0 DVD set, studied that, and bam, everything clicked. She started seeing clients. Then she came to my live course, which only made her confidence and competence greatly magnified. I recognized the talent that she was when I met her at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, and so now I brought her on so that you guys can benefit from her insights as well. How you doing, Erica?
Great, Cal. Thank you. Thanks for that great introduction. It's wonderful to be here today. I'm in California. I'm in the office that Brenda is usually recording in. So if you guys have seen me before, you know, the other place that I record is back in Bellingham, Washington. So it's nice to be here. It's sunny. It's comfortable here. So let me tell you guys a little bit about Cal. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these free hypnosis training videos that he has created and produced today. I think we're at 457 or something like that. He's the hypnosis celebrity because he's won almost every single award from the hypnosis in the hypnosis profession with the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author. He is a trainer. He is a speaker. He's an author of one of my favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, and he's appeared both on radio and television talking about that and also talking about hypnosis. He is the authority when it comes to hypnosis that works, and he's the person experts in the profession turn to for guidance and education, and he's the trainer of some of the best in the world. He's still training, he's still creating these podcasts, he's still writing, he's still doing all sorts of fabulous things, giving back to the profession all the time, and I'm just honored to be here today and be part of everything that you create here, Cal. So today, let me tell you what we're talking about today. Today we are talking about helping our clients embracing mistakes with powerful course correction strategies. So what do you think about that topic?
Well, I think this is good. We talked about it a little bit before we had the tape rolling here. And I think that this is a situation that will come up inevitably as you see clients, and you need to be prepared for it so that they can get maximum benefit from what some would think is a mistake or a negative experience. That's what we are as hypnotists. We are shifters of perspective from the negative to the positive, from the useless to the useful. And so, with no further ado, please give us more.
All right, so let me just build up like a scenario here, okay? We can work with this. All right, so client comes back after their first session, let's say, although I do this, nearly every session that I have with a client, except the first session, because what I'm going to ask them is I'm going to say, all right, so tell me what worked for you this week. I always want to start with the positive, because keep in mind, what we focus on grows, right? So you want your clients to focus on the positive, what is working. And this ties into this very importantly, because you know, our clients aren't necessarily going to have 100% success, right? They're not going to leave and just like every single thing in their life that they ever wanted is going to just start happening. Now, you know, there are some hypnosis miracles, and we've done episodes on that too. But what we're talking about is just realistic, right? So your client, and this happens regularly, right? They'll say, oh, well, this went well, and this went well, and this went well, but And this is their words, right? They'll say something like, I messed up, or I screwed up, or I made a mistake. You know, last Thursday, let's say, I went out, you know, with my friends for happy hour, or my sister came into town and you know, I didn't eat healthy the whole weekend, something like that. So how do you address that, Cal? That's what we're talking about here.
Well, you know, first of all, we got to see if we can find some good in it, and we can do that in the interview, and we can also do that in the hypnosis session. Continue.
Right. So, you know, what you can do, first of all, is you say, well, all right, so, you know, describe that to me, what happened, right? And this is what I do in the pre-hypnosis interview. I'm just gathering some information about what did work, you know, that's how I start, and then a little bit more information about, you know, in their mind, the perception that something did not work. Okay, so at that point, one of the questions that I like to ask clients is, you know, if you could do that all over again, would you do it any differently, right? Or how could you do it any differently? That type of a thing, right? And Cal, you had some really good insight on that for me, remember?
And I would also say, would you do that any differently?
Right, because the idea is that our clients, you know, when they actually take a look back on the particular situation, they might realize, you know what, this was a one-time thing with my sister, and you know what, I'm not going to feel bad about you know, focusing on my sister for the weekend instead of the things that we talked about, right? You know, you got to find this balance in your life, okay? On the other hand, right, so we're doing a reality check on that situation for our clients, and they might realize, you know, I guess it wasn't really a mistake. I'm not going to feel bad about that.
And, you know, when you refer to reality check, just for the audience, she's talking about the secret language of feelings and how you respond to feelings in a satisfying way instead of getting into a distracting cycle, feel bad, eat, feel bad, drink, feel bad, smoke, whatever it is. And that when we respond to feelings in a satisfying way, one of the first things we have to do is we have to check to see if our emotions are based in reality. Our emotions come from what? What we think. So if we think, oh, I really screwed up, you know, oh, I'm so stupid or whatever, then we want to look at, okay, was that going out and having a good time, feasting a little bit, having some libations with your sister who comes into town once every 2 or 3 years, is that really the end of the world? Or did we just, you know, learn something? And that is that, you know, 90% of the time you want to eat in a very healthy way, according to your plan. But you know what? If you ate 10,000 calories on Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, your birthday, you know, 5 or 6 times in a year, you average that over the year and it doesn't amount to a hill of beans, right? And so we just want to put it in perspective about what they really want. They've come in to improve their quality of life. If they're overeating, for example, well, one thing we want to do is we want to get them to eating in a healthy way. But once in a while, it's okay to go out there and overdo it a little bit, as long as it's a once in a while kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that wouldn't even be our call, would it, Cal? It would be up to the client to determine. It was that, and that's what I meant by reality check, and thank you for explaining that. What's the reality of the situation? Was it a mistake? Should you feel bad about that or not? It's your client's call. It's not you as the hypnotist that's going to say, you know, you should be able to do this whenever you want, right? It's really up to your client to kind of own that. And then we just support their decision, right?
Well, you know, we're really in the job of getting our clients what they want. That's what we do. We're in the wish and hope and future fulfillment business. And that's really, really cool. It's like what I talked about in my previous All Cal episode about marketing. You want to tell people what you do? Oh, I help people when everything else has failed. I help people get what they want. And, you know, that's a really cool business to be in, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You know, I do love being in this business. There is no doubt. And I love helping clients realize their dreams. And a lot of times our clients get so much more out of hypnosis than they ever thought possible, first of all, because they don't really understand necessarily what hypnosis is. But, you know, as a little off topic here, one thing that I wanted to say, Cal, is let's just say, for example, that in this case, the client realizes, you know, they're sitting at your desk once again in the pre-hypnosis interview that you do. Every time that your client comes in for a session, you want to do a check-in, right? How did everything go? All right, that's the pre-hypnosis interview that you do with your clients before you see them every session. All right, what if they determine, no, that was, you know, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. That's what I've been doing. You know, every Thursday, my coworkers go out for happy hour, and it's part of my problem because then it sets the tone for Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and then come Monday, I'm trying to diet again. But those 4 days, it just kicks it off, Thursday happy hour. So I don't want to do that anymore. And you say, okay, all right, well, and this is, you know, this is one way to do this. I will say, if you could do it all over again, how would you do it differently at that point once they've decided? And they'll tell me, but guess what we get to do? Because we're hypnotists, we get to do really cool stuff in hypnosis. So in the hypnosis session, I would do a age progression session with them and have them imagine next Thursday, what are you going to do next Thursday, right? And have them go through that experience, make all the changes and the choices that they wish they would have done last time, and help them feel the good feelings inside, like confidence and happiness in themselves, and setting the tone for the weekend. Friday was great, Saturday is great, Sunday is great, and Monday they're off and on a roll, and they feel better than they felt in a long, long time. How does that sound, Cal?
Well, you know, as you're talking about that, you know, it makes me think about, you know, there's not a lot of jobs out there where you can demand for your services $100, $200, $300, $350 or more for an hour and 15 minutes work. And it's, but we can. It's because we're able to help people solve these problems that have just been so unsolvable by any other professional. And so when someone comes in like this, there's so many things we could do, because, and it depends where we are in the process. If I'm new at them, and as a five-pather, phase two is age regression work, and if this is happening during age regression work, I'm going to regress them to that time when they had this problem. And then I'm going to find out what was happening, what are they thinking, what are they feeling, and if they're feeling a feeling that I thought I had already worked on and solved, that tells me that perhaps that, well, obviously that work isn't done yet. So I'll do age regression, and then just like Erica said, once that's been resolved, boom, right off into age progression work also. If I've been doing age regression work with them, and I regress them to that date last week when they, quote, messed up, then I'm going to find out, what are they thinking, what are they feeling? If they're feeling now no longer the issue that we dealt with in age regression, that's been resolved, but another feeling, which is like anger or guilt, well, then I'm just going to proceed with five path, because phase four is dealing with anger. And because a lot of those feelings, fear, anger, and guilt, causes us to do some of the dumbest things we do: drinking too much, smoking too much, eating too much, working too much, exercising too much, and all of those too much behaviors, right? So, yes, how's that sound?
That sounds great. That's what I was going to say next. So thank you for covering that for me, like to do this kind of what we call, you know, if you're asking them, you can do what we call a date time age regression. Go back now to that last Thursday, right before you decided to go out with your friends. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? All that type of thing. Exactly. So I have one other thing that I want to share that I think is really important, okay? Because when we're doing this work with our clients, you know, we see clients on average maybe five, maybe six times, sometimes less, depending on what they're coming in for. But you want to help your client achieve lifelong lasting changes and results in their life. Different perspectives, different tools, feeling differently inside. And this is one of those things that I really want to help clients shift their perspective on making mistakes in their life. I want them to learn something from it. So if they do perceive that they've made a mistake and they understand, yes, I wish I would have done that differently, this is something where they can say, you know, don't feel bad about that, right? Sometimes if you're piling guilt on top of everything else, or anger at yourself on top of everything else, that just makes things worse. So the best thing that you can do is learn from your mistake and do it better next time. And if you can help your clients adopt that as kind of a way of thinking for them, like every day they get up in the morning and they're going to learn something that day, right? Going to learn something to be better that day, so that each and every day is better than the one before, right? So going away with some life-changing perspective on themselves, perhaps some self-hypnosis so they have that tool moving forward, and then some changes on kind of how they think about certain things in their life, like mistakes, opportunity for me to learn. That's how we want our clients to think about that. Was it really a mistake? And if so, how can I learn from it in order to do better next time? How does that sound?
Excellent. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me here today. I'm Erica Flint, and you can find me at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. You can also find me on OurHypnoSpace.com. I lead a marketing group there. I'd love to see you online, and I would love to see you in person. I will be speaking at the NGH Solid Gold event in February, and I would love to see you there.
Cool. Hey, so Cal Banion here. I wanted to quickly remind you, we've got the Solid Gold weekend coming up in right here, February 27, 28 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Celeste, we got Erica, we got me doing some very special presentations there. So you want to make sure that if you've never been to a Solid Gold before, you want to do that. You can hang out with us and we're going to have a great time. I got my NGH True Banyan Hypnosis Certification courses coming up. I got one in January, I got one March, July, and August of 2016. But I really want to encourage you to make the January class coming up the 28th to the 29th, 2016, the weekend off in the middle, because it's the first time ever I'm going to be teaching the new five-path induction. I designed this new induction to quickly, within 3 minutes, create, test, and deepen to somnambulism. And do it reliably, because five pathers do their work in somnambulism. So we're going to call it the five path induction. It's the first time ever it's been taught. I designed it. We tested it here at our center. Then we sent it out to some of our trainers that teach our system. They tested it. Now it's being tested by 20 people worldwide, experienced hypnosis professionals that are testing it. The feedback has all been good. We've tweaked a word or two, and now we're ready to teach it in class. So I'm so excited. I want to see you in class. You can do it here in Tustin, California, or live online from your own home or office. That's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.